Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are thrilled to have in studio with us our friends from Benedictine Senior Living, Regina. Laura Erickson is here. She's the Sales and Marketing Manager. She is joined today by Chad Ketchum. He's the Executive Director at Benedictine Senior Living, Regina, and we're very excited to hear more about his position, about him, and about some exciting things that are coming up on the calendar. Great to see both of you. Thank you so much for coming in today. Laura, I will let you kind of introduce Chad, and I know that you are always so good about bringing people in, so thank you so
much.
And it really paints a great picture for us of the wonderful people that are taking care of our most precious commodity, and that is our relatives and friends. So yes.
Thank you, Mo. Thank you for having us today. Very excited to be here, and I wanted to introduce Chad, who is our newer executive director, and he will go over a little bit about his background and kind of what brought him to Benedictine Regina in Hastings.
Wonderful. Well, great to meet you, Chad. Thanks for coming in today. So let's hear about your background. Where did you grow up? We're going way back.
Sure. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me. I grew up in Lenox, South Dakota. So a little small farming community in the southeast side of South Dakota.
Okay. Southeast. So yep. Like by Sioux Falls?
Yep. Right outside Sioux Falls.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you follow the Vikings?
No.
Did you follow the Twins?
I was not a Vikings fan.
No.
I am a Twins fan, though.
A Twins fan. Okay, yeah. But how come not the Vikings? Who'd you follow?
I just grew up as a Kansas City
fan.
Oh,
boy.
So
all right.
It's been a good couple of years.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Good choice. Way back then, all those years ago.
Oh, for
ago.
Sure. We had some bad years, so I've weathered the rough
the
years as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, welcome to Minnesota, and what brought you to this part of the world, and what's your background in?
Sure. Well, I started out in senior care and services in 2009. Mm-hmm. I started out at a corporate office for another nonprofit and started volunteering in the nursing homes and decided I would rather work out there than in the corporate office and the cubicles.
I think that is so cool.
Yeah.
Because that's not really a normal path, is it?
No, it's not at all. Most people in my position go for healthcare administration, maybe social work, nursing, something like that, more along the health services side of things. But I really didn't know what I wanted to do when I was in college. So I liked numbers. I like financials. So that's kind of how I went down that accounting side. But again, volunteering out in the facility, I kind of got to see that I got to work with the numbers that I do like to do. And I also got to work with the people a lot more. So it was just a really good fit for me that, you know, I never planned on, but it's worked out well for me.
It's a big shift, though.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been good. I did spend first couple years with the nonprofit, and then I switched over to the for-profit and then back to nonprofit world. So I moved around a little bit. I lived in Minneapolis, Kansas, actually.
What? Okay, you're really throwing me with all these crazy places.
Yeah.
Okay, Minneapolis, Kansas, where's that?
Middle of Kansas, so Salina is about in the middle.
Yep,
it's about
sure.
20 miles north of Salina.
Okay.
So, yeah, we moved down there with young kids and started out our professional careers down there. And we were there only for maybe a year or so before we went to Omaha and worked in a more metro market.
I've heard of Omaha.
Yeah, most people have heard of that at least. So, but then from Omaha, we had the chance to move up here, and we liked the Twin Cities. My wife and I have both been here. We're both, again, from South Dakota, but had spent time up here. So I came up here, and the gal that toured me around the city at the time kind of gave me an option. She said, well, you know, I got Stillwater or Hopkins.
Okay, well, let's take a look. Bookends of the city,
So she brought me through Stillwater, and this was probably December, so it's all Christmas, like, fairy tale land down there.
For sure.
So she's, which one do you
movie.
Want?
Yeah.
So, well, I'll take Stillwater. So we've pretty much made Stillwater home. We did move away for a little bit, but then came back again in 2020 and have been now back and hopefully to stay for a while.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, so what did you know about Benedictine Senior Living, Regina, before you took this position?
I didn't know a lot about Benedictine Regina. I know in the past we had used some of the services here with some other places I've worked because they did have some mental health stuff that they did here in Hastings, which has been a little while since that's been around. So that's what I knew of Regina at the time. So not much.
Yeah, I think it's a real unique place because you are attached to a hospital.
Yeah. Kind of a similar situation when I did come here with Benedictine, was looking at two locations again, and kind of at the last minute, they're like, well, why don't you take a look at Hastings? And I had driven through Hastings, just didn't know much about it. So I met the regional vice president down here, walked around the campus, got to meet some of the people, and it was easy for me to make the decision then. So for sure, I wanted to be down here in Hastings. So I'm glad to be here. It's a great place.
Well, that's wonderful. So what are some of the things that have been most impressive for you since you got here?
I think the community involvement. There's a lot of people that care about Regina. So we see a lot of volunteer work from our community that come in. We do have a chapel there too, so we do see community members come in and use that.
I do, yeah.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I like that. I like that we're not just existing in a community, that we're actually a part of it.
You know, I think because so many people call Regina their home, it's nice that you let us come into your home and, you know, share some of the services that you have. And I know, Laura, you've done a really great job of always inviting the public to a lot of the things that you do. And I think that's great. That's a wonderful way to stay connected to the community. So many of the people that live at Regina are longtime community members here. And so how lovely that, you know, that can continue on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do see families all the time. You know, sometimes we get to know them just as well as the people that live with us. And it's great to see because we don't want people to have to give up parts of their life to come and be with us. So we're there to provide that service, and we want them to continue to be who they were and have that identity.
Yeah. Oh, I love that, who they were. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because they still are who they were, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think that is so cool, though, that you started volunteering and then realized that you wanted to interface more with people.
Yeah. Yeah, I do enjoy volunteering. I've kind of gone ups and downs over the course of my adult life with volunteering. So most of the time has been spent kind of in the senior care and services. I am a veteran as well, so I have spent time volunteering with different vet organizations, primarily American Legion. I think they're a great organization to work with, and we really do get the chance to help serve vets in this environment as well. So I kind of get to hit things from all different angles, and
yes,
I really enjoy that.
Yes, well, thank you for your service. Have you been to the American Legion in town here? Boy, it's got a great view.
Oh, I have not. I'll have to check it out.
Yes, and take a coupon from KDWA.
All right.
Don't pay full price. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, we'll have to check it out.
Great. Well, welcome to your new position. Congratulations to you. And I hope it's going to be just everything you hoped it would be.
Yeah, it's going great so far.
Good.
I'm excited.
How's Father Martin Siebenaller behaving? I just have to check up on him.
He still comes to visit a lot, too.
Okay, good. Yeah. I knew he was doing his happy hour.
Yeah, he still comes to the happy hours
I know, but he's not interested in moving, even though he's in his 90s.
Not yet.
No,
maybe someday he will be. Yeah, maybe someday.
Keep working on him, Laura.
Yep.
Laura, you have a lot of things coming up that you wanted to be sure that our listeners either remembered about or were learning about. And I have to tell you, last month you brought in the dear Colleen Fritsch, who is so wonderful.
Yes, she is.
And she has made her life's passion to really help people understand dementia from caregiver's standpoint, from just people that you meet. And she is a volunteer with Dementia Friends. And you are having an event coming up that we should remind people about because it's offered twice in the same day, which is nice.
Yes, it's going to be coming up on Wednesday, October 22nd, both from 1 to 2 p.m. and 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. It'll be located at the Hastings Senior Center, which is 310 River Street in Hastings. And the reason why we have it located at that location at this point is because we are very close to being done with our renovations that we're doing. So also stay tuned. Sometime in January, we plan to do an open house to show all of our updates that we've done on the first floor for our renovations. We're very excited. Check out our Facebook page for more details on that coming up too.
That's awesome. So who is the candidate to come to this presentation? It's called Simple Ways to Support Those Living with Dementia.
Yes, I would say it could be anybody. It could be a neighbor, a caregiver, a family member, somebody just to learn how to better understand and relate.
And it's practical tools, is my understanding.
Yes.
To really offer people that are surrounded by, maybe they are a caregiver of somebody with dementia.
Yes.
To give people some real practical tools so that they can help somebody.
Exactly, yes.
With dementia. And I think it's going to be great. So there is a QR code on some of the flyers that I know you have, but otherwise you can certainly call the senior center, and Rob would be a good contact. And that phone number is 651-480-7689. And again, this event is being held on Wednesday, October 22nd. It's offered twice in the same day, 1 to 2 p.m. and 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Hastings Senior Center. It's going to be wonderful, and I really appreciate that partnership that you have with Dementia Friends. And then it's fall. What does that mean?
Wanted to also put a call out for vendors. We have our upcoming Autumn Craft Fair that is hosted by our wellness department.
This is a big deal.
It is, yes. All the residents and families love it, and it's going to be on Thursday the 13th from 10 to 5.
Okay, so you need vendors. Let's find out what I could give. Go down the list.
Okay, so we could do jewelry, if
jewelry.
You can help with that.
Nope, sorry, I can't make jewelry. What
baked
else?
Baked goods, greeting cards, books, popcorn, handmade gifts, autumn decor, a whole bunch of different things.
So but, you're looking for people to be vendors.
Yes.
At the Autumn Craft Fair. And again, it's Thursday, November 13th from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. It's in the chapel lobby. I got to tell you, this is so fun to go to. I have found so many cute little things there.
They have lots of nice things.
They do.
If you are interested in being a vendor, wanted to give you the number to call again for that too. It's Sandy Krennick. She's our wellness director, and her direct number is 651-404-7949. And she would love to go over becoming a vendor for this fair too.
Is there a fee if I had a table there?
So no fee is required, but if you wanted to do donation, it would go towards our resident activities at our community. So any donations are welcome, and that goes right to the activities department.
You know, a lot of our friends that are crafters, they're very used to getting to pay a fee. So this is really nice that you can have a table there. And the money raised, as you mentioned, goes right back into your communities.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the activities department will do a lot of different things for different events. We'll do like entertainment, socials, certain events that we do.
On Friday afternoons, doesn't somebody?
Stuff, the boat rides, they go out on the
river
quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, the boat rides,
so fun.
Like
the residents kind of decide
what
do they want to do. So we give them some of the control over how that money is spent.
Exactly.
Well, that's great. So it's very important that we not only come and support this, but if we are a crafter, to sign up for that. Well, that sounds really fun. What else is going on at your facility, please?
Yes, so the wellness department has a lot of fun activities coming up now that Halloween is right around the corner,
Oh, my gosh. What's going to go on for Halloween?
A few different things. So one of them is called Bootiful Bingo. It's a Halloween family bingo for residents. It's a festive night with costumes, candy, and Halloween spirit. And then on October 23rd, which is on a Thursday, we're bringing pets of either residents, family, staff, and volunteers. And this is a great event.
Okay, anything having to do with pets, tell me more.
Yes. Last year, I brought my St. Bernard, and I plan to bring him again this year. And the residents just loved the dogs.
Well, of course
and
they do.
They can pet them. You can bring cats, too, but just a pet that is well-trained and able to bring joy to our residents. So.
And what's the date of that, please?
October 23rd. It's a Thursday.
And do we have to sign up ahead of time?
No.
Okay.
No. The pets are from our staff, families, and volunteers, but the residents will be able to enjoy the pets.
That is so nice. Yeah. How big is your St. Bernard?
About 150 pounds.
Good gravy.
So that's a great big. I'll bring him on Thursday.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and what's his name?
Winchester.
Oh, I
love
it.
Very cute dog. He's a dog nanny. Everybody says he's great with all ages.
Oh.
So.
Does he wear one of those things around
his... Sometimes I do that, yeah. not all day. He would not like that all day, but I've had it on him a few times. I'm bringing that on Thursday. A little barrel.
A barrel, yes. Yeah. That is so cool. I love St. Bernards.
Yeah.
They're a very unique dog, aren't they?
Yes.
They're just a big, giant teddy bear.
Yeah.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
I bet your residents are going to, they're just going to go nuts.
They did. Yeah. Last year and this year, hopefully as well. So, yeah.
That's wonderful. What else is going on, Laura?
A couple more Halloween things. A dance performance on October 24th.
And then what else? This is all Halloween stuff. This
is so fun. It's on Halloween. Then we'll go to some other holiday events too. Then October 31st, entertainment and spooky treats. That's a Friday, so it'll be like Friday entertainment. We do a Veterans Day celebration on November 11th, and then we have talked about the craft fair. November 19th, we're doing our annual turkey trot again, where the fundraiser goes for the family food shelf in Hastings. So I'll be doing that, and I'll have more details on that at the upcoming Facebook. And then,
yeah, the Tree of Lights event, which has been something that's been done at Regina in the past. I know that we're still working on that. Jason over at Alina is putting a lot of the work there, along with some of our folks. So that's just kind of getting started here. So there'll be more information to come on that.
And that's going to kick off usually right around Thanksgiving, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Wonderful. Any last thoughts?
I just want to say thank you to everybody for the warm welcome I've gotten here in Hastings.
That's
I really appreciate it.
To hear.
Yeah.
How about you, Laura? Do you have openings?
We do, yes. I wanted to just say thank you to everybody that has expressed, you know, interest in coming in for a tour. I welcome to call me at 651-404-7947 to schedule a tour. Would love to show you all of the updates we're doing. It's going to be very beautiful. And then you can also schedule a tour online, too, at benedictinregina.org. And you can click on a time, and then I will just confirm that will work. Also want to encourage you to continue to check out our Facebook page. That's where we have a lot of our activities, events, and pictures of our amazing residents. And just continue to check us out and come to some more events coming up.
So as far as your openings at your facility, what kinds of housing is available?
We have studios available and efficiencies. So we'd like to show you that. Our studio, I want to make everyone aware, it's still a very nice size. It's between 450 to 499 square feet. So check us out. Similar size to our model room. We still have the wait list for the two bedrooms. I'm not sure when one of those will open up, but you can start in a studio and then be on the wait list and then move up too. Because I know there has been a lot of interest in our bigger apartments, but I want to encourage you, if you do have a need, or sooner than that, come and check us out in a studio and then move to a bigger one when it opens up.
It's great to know. Give your contact info again, please.
651-404-7947.
And Laura, I just want to add in there the memory care. We do have some memory care openings. And then also the skilled nursing side. We've got a couple there, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Well, and that, I think, is what is so awesome about Benedictine is that
the full continuum.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. And the different gradations of the memory care.
Yes, and we do have availability on it's our Pauline memory care unit too, and those are the efficiencies I mentioned.
Okay.
Yeah. And then that Tabita, we have one studio available as well. So the bigger ones on Tabita are currently not available, and then the bigger ones in AL, but we do have the sizes that will work well. So
great.
And then
to know.
On skilled nursing, we have long-term care availability and transitional care.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you both for coming in today. Great information.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
And we're so happy that you were able to share it with our listeners. Laura Erickson is the sales and marketing manager, and Chad Ketchum is the executive director at Benedictine Senior Living Regina. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.